Zohar Chuk Yisrael, Parshas Bereishis, Day 5, an excerpt from the introduction, 13b. Speaking about the mitzvahs, the Zohar enumerates them in the introduction. V'kudat Shior, the ninth mitzvah, the Meichan, the Maskani, to favor the poor, who may have loan tarfon, to give them a portion. See if it's written, Naaseh Odom, let us make man, B'tzalmeinu kibnoseinu, in our image, in our likeness. Zohar explains, Naaseh Odom, let us make man from a general partnership of male and female. That's let us. Hashem is utilizing male and female aspects above to create what it means a human being. And that's the whole theme of this Nase. It's like double, dual. Man is the intrinsic dichotomy because it's a soul and a body. So that's why it says in image and likeness. Salmeno in our image, Asiri, as he refers to the rich, which means the giving male aspect in the spiritual worlds is utilized in the creation of man. Kidmuseinu, as our likeness, masculine, the poor ones, the receiving feminine aspect. Both of them come together. Dohami sitchit dechura, to behold from the male aspect, asiri, comes the rich, giving energy in the universe. Misitchit nukvam, from the feminine side, masculine, poor, receiving aspect. Kamadin, mishitu fechada, just like they're in one partnership. Vechastol, don't have pity one upon the other. Yavdol, don't give one to another. Gomale, tivu, they give with him goodness. So three lashonos over here, three terms referring to chesed, gevurah, tiferes, all giving. Hachi tzricha v'anosh l'sata, thus is necessary for a person below. The mihavi asira u'maskana b'chibur achada, that the rich and the poor should be in one attachment. They should give to each other, and they should both realize they're helping each other. The rich man is helping the poor physically, and the poor is helping the rich person spiritually by giving, furnish, facilitating him with the opportunity to give. Mayavdol, don't give to each other. V'gam lo atova, don't be benefactors to each other. The Zohar continues in a verse about the creation story, related. It says about man, he'll be special, v'yirdu v'gas hayam, and he shall reign over the fish of the sea. What is the significance? Raza, denon, this secret, chamin in v'sifrit v'shalom alka. We saw in the book of King Solomon, an ancient text that they had in the time of the Zohar. Words of wisdom from the wisest of all men. D'chol man d'chas al maskini v'usa d'liba, that anyone who has pity upon the poor, with goodwill of heart. It's very important to note that a person has to give with a good heart. Lo mishtani diukne la'alam. His image will never change. Mi diukne da'adam rishon, from the image of the first man. Just like the first man is created completely in the divine image of Hashem, a person who's giving is the nation and the essence of Hashem relative to us, as if it were as giving. So when a person gives, he becomes like Hashem and will never change and never become animalistic. He won't fall to being subhuman. Human diukne da'adam is Rashim Bey. Once the image of man is inscribed in him, sholot al kol bayin da'alma. He reigns upon all creatures of the world, Baha'u diukne, by virtue of that image. Is there an animal with the level of man? How to exceed that? It's written, Mu'achem mechidchem yiyeh, and your fear and trepidation shall be al kol chayas asada, on dread, upon all the animals of the earth. Kulu zon v'dachon mehal dukna. They all tremble, afraid from that image. It's Russian Veda, it's inscribed in him. It's marked in him. Begin to dahu pikuda malia, because this is the best commandment, meaning the mitzvah of staka, giving to the poor. The stalka ba'anosh b'dukna, the ultimate person should ascend to the image of man to be spiritual and to be shine out in his face. Al kol shall be good, more than all other mitzvahs. This is the one that makes him most in the image of Hashem. We know one from when we know this, from Nebuchadnezzar. From Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel. Aval gav decholam ha'ochalma, even though he dreamed that dream, which was foretelling his downfall. As long as he was favoring the poor, lo shara ale chalme, his dream did not rest upon him. The bad message that was in it, it didn't affect him. Once he took a bad eye, lo lemechan maskin, not to favor the poor. Maksiv was written, od milsa before malcha. Furthermore, an issue in the mouth of the king, foretelling that he was going to fall to subhuman. Immediately his image was changed. He became animalistic for 7 years. He was like an animal. And he was in the fields, and he didn't know where he was. Atrid mid nashim, he was driven away from people. Ginkach, because of this, it says, Nase Adam, let us make man. See, Vach has written Asiya, doing, because it says Nase, which means like making. And from that same verb root, see, Vachim is written over there by Rus, when she was getting stuck up, gleaning in the fields of Boaz, so she told over to Naomi, her if mother in law, Shema Isha Shah Sisi Yimo, Hayom, the man that I work with today, but a sisi that I did, I made, Boaz. And there's referring to tzedaka. So we see, it's like over there tzedaka, over here tzedaka, that when a person gives, he is included in the staka aspect. So when Hashem said, let us make man, he means that he is implanting in man the ability to give, and that's the nature and essential essence of what a human being is and how he becomes, fully grows, to express in him the divine image.